Are you ever going to stop pacing? Poppy asks.
What am I supposed to do? He's been gone for almost 2 hours. What if something went wrong?
I actually wish I could calm down, but it's no good. The second I try to sit down, I find myself back on my feet, trying to outpace the weight bearing down on my chest. We're at Sterling's apartment, just Poppy and me. I don't feel safe at the Eaton anymore, for obvious reasons.
You're upsetting Zeus,
she says, rubbing behind his ears.
Actually, he hasn't left her side since we arrived.
I pause to consider this and realize I'm being selfish.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm stuck in my own head. And after what happened earlier,
that's not your fault, she says. I'm the stupid girl who convinced myself he loved me back.
Loving someone is never stupid.
I lower onto the couch beside her, pushing Zeus to the ground so I can hold her.
It feels stupid, she says with a sob. In hindsight.
I'm not sure what to say to her. I know from experience that empty platitudes like there's plenty of fish in the sea and everything happens for a reason is like pouring rubbing alcohol on a gaping wound. It hurts, and it's unlikely to help.
Look, Cyrus is a dick. I should have told you that sooner,
I admit.
He hit on you, didn't he?
She asks.
He was drunk. It didn't mean anything, I say.
Don't make excuses for him,
she says, wiping her eyes.
Everyone makes excuses for him, even me. No more.
Something tells me he's not going to get off so easily this time, I say.
He made that sex tape of you.
I keep thinking, I'm going to throw up.
She reaches up and locks her hand over mine. That's a sentiment we share, and I'm more than a little put out that Sterling didn't warn me about what he discovered.
He deserves whatever he gets,
she says fiercely.